Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. As we've discussed before, hatmana is the isser of putting a hot pot off of the fire into insulating material in order to preserve the heat. Now, I said the isser, but it's actually not usser in all circumstances. It is permitted, actually, to do hatmana before Shabbos, to take your hot pot off of the fire and put it into insulating material in order to preserve the heat on Shabbos. However, you can only do that in insulating material that is going to preserve heat and not insulating material that insulates so well that it is what the Mishnah calls mosif hevel, that is to say it increases heat. Now, it doesn't necessarily increase the heat, but that it reflects it back so efficiently that it basically is reheating because the heat is reflected back to the vessel, and so that's kind of what it means by increasing heat. It's really, really well insulated. So Perek Dalid, which is a very short perek, only has two Mishnayos, deals with hatmana, and Mishnah Aleph begins b'me tomnim b'me ein tomnim. With what can you hide or insulate your hot pots on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, for Shabbos, ubameh ein tomnim, and what can you not insulate? And so now we're going to have a list of five things in which you cannot insulate. Ein tomnim, you may not insulate, lo begefes, not with olive smush. We've had gefes before. Gefes is, that we said, we had it before with regard to using it as a fuel in the tanur, in the oven. It's the leftover olive substance after they have been pressed for oil. So it burns very well, and it also insulates very, very well because it's a very thick, dense material. Velo bezevel, and not with manure. Velo bemelach, not with salt. Velo besid. Sid is a limestone type, basically limestone, which is used for plaster. Velo bechol, and not with sand. And all five of these, bein lach and bein yibeshim, whether they are wet or dry, they cannot be used to insulate because they are extremely good insulators and they reflect back the heat. Now we have another four things that you cannot insulate in, but these are only restricted when they are wet, because they insulate better when they are wet than when they are dry. Velobatevin, not with straw, velobazagim, grape smush, the leftover grape substance after that is left over after pressing the grapes for wine. Velobamuchim, muchim are all kinds of soft material that are usually used for stuffing pillows and the like. Things like cotton and other similar soft substances. Veloba asavim, and not with grasses. And all of these, bizman sheim lachim, are restricted as insulating material when they are moist, when they are wet. Avlotomnimim kishen yabeshim, but you can use them for insulating when they are dry, because they don't insulate that well. They insulate, but not well enough that it is considered mosif hevel. So what can you insulate in? Tomnin bekasus, you can insulate with clothes, meaning fabric, like towels and the like. Ubeperos, with fruit, vegetables. Bekanfeyona, with feathers. Ubenesoris shalcharashim, sawdust. Carpenter's dust, sawdust. Uvenaores shalpishtan daka, and with flax waste, even when it is fine. So there are many Rishonim don't actually have the word fine here, but it's a kind of a pre-response to Rabbi Yehuda, who is about to say that you can only do it with coarse, not with fine. And so according to the versions of the Mishnah where it says fine, it means even with fine. That not only coarse flax waste, but even with fine flax waste. That is, when the flax is carded to turn it into what will eventually be linen, the stuff that comes off, that stuff can be used to insulate, and insulates reasonably well. The question between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, when it is very fine, does it insulate too well? So the Chum say no, it's fine, no pun intended, that fine flax waste can also be used, is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda, Oser Bedako, Umater Begasser. Rabbi Yehuda says that fine flax waste cannot be used to insulate, it insulates too well, but coarse flax waste can be used.